Testivity Audio Course, Property and Casualty, Module 19, Bonding.
The bonding process involves a concept called suretyship. Suretyship differs from insurance since it involves a three-party agreement, whereas insurance contracts involve two parties. Suretyship also differs from insurance in that insurers expect losses to occur. A surety, the provider of a bond, does not expect losses. A surety will not issue a bond if it is likely that a loss will occur. There are two basic forms of bonds, including surety bonds and fidelity bonds. The concept of bonding involves a guaranteed performance. If one party does not perform, the second party is protected by the surety, the third party. The three parties involved in the bonding agreement include the principal, the obligé, and the surety. The principal is the party whose performance is being guaranteed. The party who is protected by the bond is called the obligé. The third party providing the financial guarantee is the surety. Once purchased, surety bonds remain in effect until they are canceled or until the performance is completed according to the terms of the bond. When a bond pays damages to the obligé, the surety has the right to recover from the principal any amounts paid according to the terms of the bond. Fidelity bonds protect employers from employees who act dishonestly. For example, a business will purchase a fidelity bond on its employees who handle and distribute cash. Fidelity coverage may be secured by an employer by purchasing an individual bond identifying a specific employee, a schedule bond naming several employees, a bond naming employment positions, or a blanket bond which covers all employees with no specific names or employment positions designated. Surety bonds. A surety bond is different than a fidelity bond. A fidelity bond is a guarantee that an employee will not commit certain acts. A surety bond guarantees that certain acts will happen, that someone will faithfully perform the act they have agreed to perform. Surety bonds may be categorized in several ways, including contract bonds, judicial bonds, license and permit bonds, and public official bonds. Contract bonds guarantee the performance of the principal to complete work according to the contract with an obligé. For example, assume the obligé is the City of Phoenix, and the principal is Bassong Construction Company. Bassong and the City of Phoenix have entered into an agreement that Bassong will complete construction of a causeway. The City of Phoenix wishes to protect itself in case Bassong does not complete the work. Therefore, as a condition of receiving the contract, Bassong must purchase a contract bond to guarantee its performance according to the agreement. Judicial bonds include court bonds and fiduciary bonds. These bonds guarantee that an individual or organization satisfies his, her, or its obligations while acting in a position requiring trust and confidence. They fall into two general categories: fiduciary bonds, and court or litigation bonds. Examples of fiduciary bonds include administrators appointed by the court when a person dies and does not leave a will with an appointed executor. Executors executes the provisions of a will. Guardians, when parents are deceased, a person is usually appointed by the court to take care and manage for the minors and the estate. Examples of court or litigation bonds include appeal bond. When one loses in court and is made to pay damages, he can post an appeal bond and postpone payment pending his appeal. Attachment bonds. Prior to taking one's property, which is in the subject of litigation, the person taking the property must post this type of bond. Injunction bonds. Posted with the court to stop some action or activity, designed to pay damages if the person or business has been wrongfully affected. And bail bonds, a civil bond, which guarantees the return of someone's appearance in court. They are also used in guaranteeing child support and alimony payments.